He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live and 144.25% in living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 659, it would be. 659. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will definitely get back to you. Also, last but not least, you can follow me on Instagram, and that's at Gadget Professor. Same thing for Facebook, at Gadget Professor. If you've been following me on Instagram, you have seen what I would hope would be some really cool videos and some very nice photographs that I've been posting for the last week or so. I have just arrived back late last night. We had a rough time getting back from Florida. I was actually in Fort Lauderdale, and I had done some photo shoots on Grand Turks. We went also to St. Thomas. We went to Antigua, Dominica, and St. Lucia, which was just a beautiful, beautiful island. I have tons of footage that I will bring to you in the next show or two. I haven't even unpacked the cameras yet, but it took me almost 15 hours to get back from Fort Lauderdale to Phoenix, Arizona. We were up at 5 in the morning. We were at the airport at 7 for a 10 o'clock flight, and it was canceled, delayed, and then the connecting flight in North Carolina was canceled. In any event, we had to drive from Fort Lauderdale to Miami, and they put us on a 9 o'clock flight, but then we were able to get out on a standby flight, blah, blah, blah. It is not fun traveling anymore. Trust me, not fun. Okay, today we have an interesting show for you. We have a gadget of the day with a little twist to things. So let's take a look at that right now. The gadget of the day is a wireless power bank, portable fast charger. This is 20,000 milliamps. Now remember, I have said many times over the years, do not buy any power banks that are less than 10,000 milliamps. 10,000 is really what you want at bare bones. 10,000 will get you through an emergency and have some power to spare. However, 20,000, 22.5 watts, will get you through a lot of hurricanes, and definitely more expensive, but definitely significantly better. This is a speedy charger. What I like about this particular charger is the wires are built in, and I'm a big fan of power packs, power banks that have built-in wires. Why? Because you always forget to bring the wires, you always tangle the wires, you always break the wires, and you never have the wire that you need. If you have an iPhone, then you have a mini port, a mini USB that's supposed to be for the Android, vice versa. So you never have the right wire. With this, everything is there. I like that. And a big bonus to this is right here. This is a Qi charger, so you can put your phone on top of it and it will magnetically charge your phone. So nice as far as that goes. As you can see, the cords are built right into it. You can't take this power supply anywhere without taking the cards. Also, if you look on here, you can see let's just go right there. You can see you have three cords, the USB mini, the iPhone lightning cable, and of course the USB-C. The last one on the far left is a USB charging port, so you can put this into another charger or a USB port and actually charge the device. So quite handy for sure. It's super durable. You can drop it, kick it, and it will always work. It's got a nice anti-slip silicone ring around the Qi charger, so your phone's not going to slip and slide. It really does a lot of things. It has overload protection. This one is really quite nice. I will spare you the video because I think you get the picture. Now, This is the power bank. It's got everything that we said built into it. Let's take a peek at it. Three styles, three choices, blah, blah, blah. So let me open this up. It's got a nice cord there to hold it by. And we're going to unbox this. So there we go. Nothing else in the box. Right off the bat, it comes with a USB-A to a universal USB-C. And when we tip this out, you got to love things that come with absolutely no instructions, but you don't need them. So this is really straightforward. There's your USB cord if you want to plug this into your computer or anywhere else to charge this device up. That's what you would do. Right here, you have a micro USB. Right here, you have a USB-C. And last but not least, of course, you have the lightning cable. And again, these are attached right to the device, so it makes it really nice. In terms of charging, you can take a cord, the USB, looks like a C. No, this is a mini cord. I don't know why they do that. Should be a C at this point. But in any event, a mini jack. They give you the C port, which I think is crazy because that won't fit in there. In any event, any C plug will work there. I'm sorry, let's try it again. Any cord that is a micro mini cord, USB micro mini, will fit in there. And then last but not least, you have your nice, with a nice rubber gasket around there to do your Qi charging. So you just lay your phone on top of there and charge away. And it also has a nice on and off button that you can see there. And I'll turn that on. And what's really cool about this is you can see that this is 77% charge, and that's right out of the box. It is a tad heavy, but remember, it's 20,000 milliamps. So that's great. Also, as an additional feature, I see what they did now. You have two additional USB charging ports here and a Type-C connector here. And this is actually where you're going to another way to charge this up. And you'd put that into the power supply to charge the device up. So all in all, a very nice device. Pretty heavy, but again, it's got to be heavy because it's 20,000 milliamps. Extremely handy device to have in an emergency or when you're real low on power, and you can charge several devices simultaneously. I mean, you've got the USB-C, you've got the lightning cable attached to this, and you also have the mini USB on this, the micro mini. And then you have the ability to charge the phone laying it that way. So you've got four ways to charge something. That is very cool. Now, the killer of this, and I mean killer, is this sells for $145. That's a hefty price, but it's a hefty device. I hate paying $145 for something like this. In fact, I wouldn't do it. So I lucked out because I always check Deal Steals. So if we go over to Deal Steals right there, it's $145. You're going to get a 30% discount if you click the coupon. Still makes it pretty expensive. If you check to see what I paid the last time, I kid you not, I had a $72 coupon which was available on Deal Steals. The $43 that was the 30% off, my total price was $28.98. I'll do that all day long. That was a great buy. I mean, a great buy. I couldn't pass it up. So it checks to check out deal news every day. You never know what you're going to find. But I got to tell you, for $31.31 total, including shipping, wow, I got a $140, $145 power supply. So I'm pretty pleased about that. Now, if you go over to Deal News today, and this is today, and this is what's cool about this particular site. Every minute things change. If you look here, here's an Innove 10,000 milliamps, half the wattage of this, half the power, 10,000 milliamps for $15. It's regularly 40, and it has very similar features to it, other than 20,000. But I'll tell you, at 10,000 milliamps for $15, you can buy two of these for $30, have your 20,000 amps, and give it to a friend or use two at the same time. For that matter, you can buy four of these at $15 a piece, and you're going to have 40,000 milliamps available power. And actually, that's almost a better deal. So all you do is go to Deal Steals. Again, I don't know how long this code is going to be there. and you click the coupon, and there you go. You pop it up, and there it is. So it has the wires built in. It doesn't have the Q charging, but so what? So that's a pretty good deal. And what's really nice about this is if you notice here in the photograph, you can actually plug this in the wall and charge it, and I much prefer that. That way you don't have to worry about where your power supply is. Just plug it in the wall. So, you know, all in all, this very well may be a better deal. And I would check that out. So, again, just go to a Deal News. This is A-N-O-U-V. And there it is, $15 using that code. You're not going to find a better deal out there, believe me, for that price with the built-in cords on it. So as good a deal as this was for $31, this may in fact be a better deal. All right, another thing that we're going to talk about a little bit. Well, we already talked about that. Let us move on. Oh, I know where we're at. We're at apps of the day. Wow. So here's an app that I actually purchased. Yeah, believe it or not, I actually bought an app. Let me digress for a minute. When I was flying back on the plane, one thing that worked out well is I have T-Mobile for my cell phone service, and they actually have this deal, and I didn't know it until I was on the plane going crazy, as I usually do. My ADD was out of control. In fact, I think it's out of control now. However, T-Mobile offers for free internet service on the flight. Are you kidding me? So all you do is you put your phone number in when you go on to the, I was on American Airlines, doesn't do it for all airlines, but T-Mobile does offer free internet service, and it's pretty fast too, actually. So I just went into Connect Online, and you scroll down, you can pay, and then it goes, are you a T-Mobile customer? Yeah. You put in your phone number, you click the button, it verifies it, and boom, you got internet. I mean, good internet. You can almost FaceTime on it. It's that good. I was shocked, so I had that whole internet service for 6 hours on the plane, and that really helped me a lot. So I was scrolling through, and I said, you know what? Let me try this app out. It's free, as you know how everything is free, but there's in-purchase apps. So for free, you get a couple free phone faces, and they're actually nice, but they had hundreds, maybe even thousands of faces, and it was like $8 or $9 for the year. So I splurged, and I tried it out, and I gotta tell you, I really like it. For $9, they have some really cool, pretty and functional apps, and they come up with a couple new ones every day. 4.6 stars out of 5, but I'm very pleased with it. I have my other camera. I don't know if I can show you the face that I got. Let's go for it. Let me see if I can go over here and find my camera. There we go. And let's do the switch here. I'm going to take off my watch because you won't see it otherwise, but there's my Apple Watch, and let's put the code in there. There's my face, and I think it's really cool. Yeah. So that's it. Now, I will tell you another hideous story. Let me get my switcher back on the online here. There we go. I will tell you another story about why I hate watches that are electronic, like this Apple Watch. It drives me nuts. When I was away, I had my watch with me, and I charged it the first night. Okay, second night it conked out. I got up in the morning and I could not get this to work, and I put it on the charger, left it on the charger all day, all night. Next morning, 24 hours later, I get up, dead. Would not work. So I figured it's broke. It's like 2 months old, maybe 3 months the most. I was bull. However, I always bring a regular watch with me. Actually, I bring an automatic watch with me. And an automatic watch is a watch that when you wear it on your hand, the movement of your hand back and forth, yes, your hand always moves, it actually acts to wind and charge the watch. So you don't need a battery. And I need a battery to keep this going, essentially the charger. And in a lot of the other watches, they have a watch battery. And I guarantee you, if I put the watch battery in today and do some business or traveling, I guarantee you the watch battery will run out or something's going to happen. So I had a spare watch and immediately put it on because I go nuts without a watch. And this was dead, and I was bull. I was so pissed. About the fifth or sixth one I've tested out, they all broke except for one. But I don't like them anyway. Long story short, I got back, and I was just going to write Apple a nice note and saying, hey, this brand new watch is dead. It doesn't work. So what I did is, just for kicks and giggles, I actually put it back on the watch charger, got up this morning, and boom, it's back working 100%. What actually happened is, on the ship that I was on, they have 110 AC, no problem. However, the frequency of that 110 is different, and for some odd reason, the magnetic charger that you plug in, it doesn't give it all the juice that it needs because of a frequency thing. At least that's my guesstimation of what's happening. So it ran on residual for a while, and then it just couldn't charge it anymore. Didn't matter where I plugged it, so it died. Really annoying. So in any event, that's why I always bring an automatic watch with me when I'm traveling. It won't run out of battery power. Or they do have some solar-powered batteries now that are solar-powered. Like I said, I'm tired. Solar-powered watches. And that's not a bad thing to have either. All right, let's get back in. Try this out if you want some cool watch faces. For $8 or $9 a year, you've got thousands to choose from. And it's really quite nice and quite simple to use. I like that a lot. Okay, some free apps. At least today they are free. This is called Chad, C-H-A-D. And this is going to be a graphic interface that's going to give you all kinds of stickers, 43 animated stickers with all kinds of crazy messages and things. And it's just a fun app. If you don't like it, it's free. And it only works on iMessage, so you got to understand that. But it's a cool app, very nice graphics. Our next app of the day that is free, again, for the iOS operating system. Quite frankly, I didn't have enough time to scout through everything and check Android, but we'll make it up to you guys and ladies next week for sure. This is called App Secret. This is totally free right now, totally free, and it's a cool app. It's called App Secret, and what it does is it's going to give you a safe to lock all your valuable information. You deserve something special today, and it's on sale, a brand new release. Grab it now while it's free. I'm telling you, this is a great deal. This has passcode styles, lock styles, combination lock styles, dot pattern styles, all the things that you like and want to see in a lock. This is the app for you. Free. Aren't you glad you're watching the Gadget Professor? All right, our next app is a fun app, Face Story Pro. It's a morphing app, and it will morph you into a dog or your dog into you or vice versa. It's free. It's fun to play with, and I think you'll get a kick out of it. Again, if you don't, your kids, your friends, your grandkids will, and free. All right. Our last app is yet another voice recorder. This is one that I have tested out, and it's quite good, and the price is quite good. It's free. Yeah, it does offer some in-app purchases, but the basic plan, the free plan, will probably get you through the storm. It will record anything, anywhere, even remotely, and it interfaces with the watch, so that's nice. All your voice recordings in one place, organize your recordings and your albums in one place, and you can edit them, and all kinds of crazy things. So, interesting app. It gets varied reviews, anywhere from 1 to 4 stars. You figure it out, but if you're looking for a voice recorder professional app, this may work for you. That, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I plan to show you some footage that I took when I was away. I tried 4 different action cameras. All at the same time. I did that many times, and the results were astonishing to me, and I have a new favorite camera that I found when I was away, and all the files are on my external drive, which this is a SanDisk. I like this because you can drop it. It's light. It fits in your shirt pocket. Great little great little device to have. This is 2 terabytes, so I had plenty of room for everything. The only reason I can't show you the files on my computer, at least now, my setup that I'm on, my laptop, it's only four years old. It's just my recording studio laptop. It just sits here for my recordings. However, apparently I don't have it set up to play 4K files, and all the cameras that I use recorded in 4K, and I need to update this laptop or retire it because it just can't handle that. And quite frankly, I didn't have the strength to rewire things and patch in my other mainframe computer to the studio here. So thank you for bearing with me this show and listening to me ramble on. I'm actually going to shut down, edit this, and I'm probably going to take a little snooze for a half hour because I can barely function, as you can tell, or maybe not. I don't know. So once again, thank you for tuning in, and I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.